This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another off-season edition of Phillies Today, right here on Sports Radio 94WIP's Phillies 24/7 channel, whether you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Appreciate every single one of you listeners that listens to us day in, day out, whenever you get the chance to listen. Appreciate all of you. And make sure to tune in every day that we do Phillies Today. But also, selfishly, I do Monday and Thursdays. Sitting here on a Monday morning. World Series, no World Series Game 3 last night, but we will have that tonight, 8:08 p.m. We'll talk about the World Series a little later in the show. This is not an MLB podcast, so I'm not going to be sitting here breaking down this World Series, and I know a lot of you probably don't want to hear about it anyway because it is a Yankees-Dodgers World Series, but still got to appreciate it for the franchises that are in it. But you know what I want to talk about today, and I'm going to try to switch things up here a little bit because I know we've been a lot of emotions, you know, the last month or so. Distraught, confused, even to a certain extent, annoyed, pissed, sad, all of those words. We've been all of that. But tomorrow is the 16-year anniversary and I'm not doing a show tomorrow, so I wanted to be able to do this now. And the Phillies should have won on this day. It wouldn't have been what it was without the rainouts. But tomorrow is the 16-year anniversary of the Phillies winning in 08, their second ever World Series title in franchise history. And I want to talk about what that championship meant to me and even means to me to this day. And I kind of want to, you know, tell a story about what happened, you know, when my vantage point, because some of you may, or probably a lot of you, live in, you know, around the Philadelphia area and the Delaware Valley, wherever, maybe South Jersey, Montgomery County, Delaware County, and you're close to Philadelphia at least. So at this time, I had moved around a lot. I wouldn't say a lot, but I moved around in middle school. So I spent most of my life until 11 years old, except for 1 year living in Miami. The first 11 years of my life, I lived in Delaware County, you know, 20 minutes from Philadelphia. And in middle school, though, I lived in North Jersey when I was 12, and then I lived in Erie, Pennsylvania for a couple of years in 7th and 8th grade, and then ever since, you know, we came back to Delaware County you know, when I was, you know, freshman in high school, and I've lived back in this area literally ever since. But that's besides the point. Eighth grade, though, I was living in Erie, Pennsylvania. And that if you don't know where that is, that's like the top left-hand corner of Pennsylvania. And complete other side, you know, 6 to 8 hour drive from Philly, you know, closer towards Pittsburgh, and even within a couple of hours of Cleveland, Ohio. And, you know, it's a different spot. I was not living in Philadelphia or anything like that. I was not living close to home for me. And never, my Philadelphia sports fandom never wavered. So in 2008, I was living in Erie, Pennsylvania, and again, was still diehard Philly sports fan. And, you know, I watched both of the first two Phillies playoff runs. Well, not, I mean, the first one in 07 wasn't a run, but you know what I mean. The first playoff appearance that I was born in 94, so I had never seen the Phillies make the playoffs at all. So in 07, make the playoffs, and 08, they win. And again, like, I was the only Phillies fan that I knew. I knew like a couple of other like kids I knew in school that were Eagles fans, but I knew nobody else that was a Phillies fan. Actually, there was, I lied, there was a Phillies fan on our street, actually. They were from Philadelphia. So when they won, which was an incredible moment, obviously, an amazing moment, and was sitting there watching in the living room with my mother, and my mother goes outside like screaming on the street, and my mom goes outside screaming on the street. She was like flickering the lights, like the flickering the, I don't know what that meant, but whatever she was doing, she was going insane, running. And people are probably thinking, like, what the hell is this crazy woman doing? I mean, look, I mean, nationally, the Phillies and the Rays weren't like a really compelling World Series. So it's not like the Super Bowl where everyone was watching the Super Bowl or anything like that. I'm sure a lot of people on our street didn't really care about this World Series. So when my mom is running outside going insane, people on the street are probably thinking, what the hell is this crazy woman doing? And but who cares? That's why, you know, being a Philadelphia sports fan is the best. It's the best because we love our teams till the day we die. And I remember watching that, my mom going absolutely insane after Lidge struck out Eric Hinsky and Chooch is running towards him. Just a truly, one of the best moments of my lifetime that was. And, we'll remember it forever. We'll truly remember it forever. I was 13 years old, and that was the first Philadelphia sports title that I had ever saw. You know, the first year I started watching the Eagles was the year they went to the Super Bowl in, 04/05. And that was a pretty awesome year to start watching the Birds, where they almost get to win a World Series championship. And, was truly, that was a fun year. It ended in heartbreaking Super Bowl, but you know, it was still a fun year. But besides that, you know, Phils hadn't made the playoffs until 07. And then the Sixers for me, I mean, I remember watching the 01 finals when I was six, but very vaguely. Like, that was when I first started watching the Sixers, was at like finals, but I was 6 years old, barely remembered it. So, but that was the first title that I had ever saw. And it was truly an amazing experience. And maybe not quite the 2017 Eagles, what they did. And I'm sure all of us can agree with that. We're all Birds fans, I would think, for the most part. And, I cried when the Eagles won. I didn't cry when the Phillies won. It was jubilation. It was jubilation, and it was awesome, and it was incredible. And it was like, oh my gosh, we actually have won a title here in Philadelphia. But I didn't cry. But that doesn't take away from the fact that I'm sure some of you did. But I did not cry at that. The Eagles just, you felt the, never winning the title. And, you know, as much as I love the Phils and love the Phils to death, birds are just a little different in the city, I think. I think a lot of us would agree with that. So first title that I ever saw as a kid, or ever. And then a couple other things here. Winning with that team was awesome. Like, winning with that group, being connected with that group. And I know it's a little different right now with the current team, just how things have gone. But winning with that group in 2008, we loved J-Roll. We loved Chase. We loved Ryan Howard. We loved Chooch. I mean, even Chooch. We loved Chooch. I mean, Pat Burrell, who had been there for a long time, but Pat the Bat there. Jason Wirth. I mean, Wirth was incredible to that point. I mean, this is before he got the big contract with Washington, obviously, but Wirth. And then, you know, you went with Cole, who had an incredible postseason, wins World Series MVP, incredible postseason. And then you had Jamie Moyer, and, you know, Lidge, who has the perfect season, right, as a closer. There was just so much, and then you had Charlie Manuel. I mean, it was truly, that group was awesome to win with. Was awesome, was truly amazing to win with that type of group. And, you know, we fall in love with these certain groups here in Philadelphia, and it's just the best when you're able to win with them. Look, I've loved these recent Phillies groups, and I know we hate them right now at this moment, but we fall in love with some of these players, these personalities in these locker rooms, clubhouses, whatever. Like, that was an awesome, awesome group to win with. It was special to win with that group and what they were able to do. That core of players was truly great. And winning with those guys was awesome. They were never able to win again. That core got back to it in 09, and you get the whole story. We got how it goes. But at least we were able to win in 08. At least can say that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Winning with that team was awesome. And again, I mean, look, it was the first title I ever saw, but, you know, for some people, it had been alive longer than I had, or a lot longer. First Philadelphia sports championship since 80, when the Phils first Phillies championship since 80, but first championship since 83 when the Sixers won. So for a lot of people, that was, you know, it was waiting a long time. I mean, for me, I was 13, so a little bit different. I guess. I guess in a sense, I can feel lucky. But hey, I guess here, if you were born in like 81, that's the first championship you had in your, what, 81, 20, or in 2008. So you're 27. So that's like the first title you ever see. So, I mean, I'm 20. I'm going to be 30 in a couple of months. Thinking about that, I mean, man, if I had to wait that long for one title, I mean, I had to wait. Yeah, so that's pretty insane. That's pretty insane to think about. So, first Philadelphia sports championship since 80. And I guess for people that, you know, yeah, I mean, even if you're like 28, 29, you don't see that championship if you're a baby. I mean, like, you're seeing it, I guess, or it's happening, but like, you don't know what's happening. So if like, if you're like 34 or younger, like it's like really, it's 33 or 34 or younger, that's really like the first championship for you, which is insane. So yeah, winning. So I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, I never really talked about it, you know, I guess in this length before, about what that 08 World Series really meant to me. And I figure I had the opportunity to do it here on this podcast. So I would love to know your experience too, by the way. Would love to know what, you know, however, maybe you're younger than me, older than me, same age or around the same age. I would love to know what your experience was when the Phils won way back in 08. What kind of experience was that for you? I wasn't here in Philadelphia. I was in Erie, Pennsylvania. Like, it was, you know, it was awesome, but it was not like living. And at the time, man, I wish I was able to be here to see it. It would have been awesome. But that was, I would just love to know your thoughts. Twitter at Rojas, or X, I guess. Twitter/X at Rojas_media_. Let me know what was it like for you when the Phils won way back in 2008? I mean, it's been 16 years. Hopefully we can get things fixed this offseason. I'm not sure. I'm trying to keep the positivity here for right now. Just wanted to switch up some positivity for the moment. Would love to know your thoughts on the Phils way back in 08. Crazy, 16 years. Also, some other things to talk about here. Andrew Painter, named one of the Arizona Fall Leagues. I looked at AFL, almost thought Arena Football League, but no. Week three top performers. His best outing so far in the Arizona Fall League. Three innings pitched, no earned runs, three strikeouts, one hit allowed in three innings. Beautiful for Painter. And he debuted a new slider. Has a slider in his arsenal. It looks like he went away from the sweeper, has gone to a slider. So, has a great outing in Glendale. 9-6 win over Salt River at Salt River Fields. And this was his longest outing so far, topping the first outings that he's had in the Arizona Fall League so far, which were two innings pitched each. So, going three. So, good for Painter winning or being one of the Arizona Fall League's top performers this past week. This day in Philly's history, as you might assume here, 2008, bad weather prohibits the resumption of World Series Game 5, which is pushed off another day. I didn't even talk about this there. I mean, there's always, you know, you can talk about, you know, these moments and everything for hours. I mean, I could sit about here and talk about this for hours, but didn't even talk about about the weather pushing off the, you know, the game resuming, you know, bad weather, you know, the rain delay, and then you have to get it pushed off. And then you're sitting there and you're like, oh my gosh, just get the game back on. And you're thinking about, and there's all this, everything being analyzed of, oh, well, maybe, you know, if the Rays do this, they'll come back, and, you know, you don't want to let them get back into the series, blah, blah, blah. All that for finally game being resumed October 29th of 2008, where the Phils would eventually win the first Philadelphia sports title in 25 years, right? It was 25 years? Yeah, 25. I can do math. I promise. This day in 2009, Cliff Lee goes the distance. I remember this day very well, too, because you were thinking, game one win. Cliff Lee went the distance, giving up one earned run on six hits while striking out 10. Chase Utley also hit two home runs to give the Phillies a 6-1 win over the Yankees in game one of the 09 World Series. Utley sets a new postseason record by reaching base in his 26th consecutive game. Chase, honestly, was just like a legendary postseason player. We don't talk about that enough. But this day in 09, Phillies do get a game one victory over... That was the last time Yankees were in the World Series. And here we are in the World Series right now, 15 years later. This day in 2021, Bryce Harper's successful 2021 award season starts with a Players' Choice Award when his peers vote him the National League's outstanding player. That was the year Bryce won MVP. Great year. 2022, Aaron Nola allows five runs in his first two innings, but offense comes back with five of their own in the fourth and fifth innings. It stayed tied through nine, but JT Realmuto's solo home run in the 10th sealed World Series game one over Houston. That was also a really, really awesome night. Phils win game one of the 2022 World Series, and it was a good start. Not a great finish of how it would eventually end about a week and a half later. But Phils, that was that JT home run, man. If they had won that World Series, we're talking about that JT home run a little more. Still a memorable home run, but this day in 2022. So that was this day in Phillies history. And, tomorrow, World Series Game 5, the anniversary. So, let me know what that experience was like for you. Game 5 of the World Series. Twitter, @Rojas_media_. Around Major League Baseball, only thing to really talk about, we got to talk about the World Series as much as this is a Phillies podcast. And by the way, I'm not talking about this Schwarber and Harper doing these like college game day. By the way, I know it's a Phillies Today podcast. I have no interest in talking about any of these guys right now doing their little things. I know that they're just whatever. They're human beings as well. But Kyle Schwarber popping up on college game day for Indiana, where he went, Harper for Ohio State. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care to mention these things. I'm sorry. Like, vibes right now still aren't great. This would be different if they won the World Series. Like, oh, look, they were on college game. I don't care to talk about it. World Series right now, Dodgers are up 2-0 on the New York Yankees. It's been a thrilling World Series so far, man. I picked Yankees in 7. I don't know where I really stand with this series right now. I'm going to be honest. I'm very torn. I feel like this thing's going to go the distance, but it also feels like the Dodgers could get this done in like 5 or 6 games. I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll have to see how the Yankees fare here. Obviously, game 3 is huge tonight, obviously. But Dodgers up 2-0 in this series. You get the Freeman walk-off in game 1, and the game that came down to the wire even in game 2. Yankees were able to were almost able to win that game late in the 9th, Trinan just gets out of it. I think it was a bases loaded, or at least runners in scoring position. I think it was bases loaded. And then, Jose Trevino pops out. Yeah, it was bases loaded. And Dodgers were able to come away with the 4-2 win in game 2. So Dodgers are up 4-2. Looks like Ohtani is going to be okay. I believe I just read that he will be okay to play game 3 of the World Series. He slid into second base, and I guess it was a dislocated shoulder, right? It was like shoulder popped out. I thought the hot mics got him saying that his shoulder popped out. But either way, Ohtani, thank goodness, is okay for the Dodgers, and he will be there for game 3 of the World Series. That starts tonight, 8:08 p.m., he had the game off yesterday, and today it will be Walker Buehler versus Clark Schmidt. So Buehler for the Dodgers, who I think last time out against the New York Mets was really good in just under 5 innings. And then Clark Schmidt for the Yanks. So big start there, resting on the 28-year-old Clark Schmidt, who has been pretty good for the Yanks this year in about, I think it was limited to like 17 starts this year. I think it was 16 starts. So Clark Schmidt for the Yankees, Walker Buehler for the Dodgers. So that is going to do it for today's Phillies Today episode. I want to thank all of you great listeners out there for tuning in. Make sure you stay tuned for everybody else that does a fantastic job on the channel. We're going to have you updated through everything. Make sure you are locked in to Phillies 24/7 every single day this offseason. Talk to you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.